Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Pet lovers, welcome to Best Beds for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. What an incredible show I have for you today. My guest today is a champion, a very accomplished dog sled racer, and as well as a companion animal nutritionist. I read his book. This gentleman is simply incredible, and he's developed products for your pet that are superb. We're going to talk to him and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Robert Downey. He is the co-founder of Animate Products. As an author, accomplished dog sled racer, and as I mentioned, a companion animal nutritionist. Welcome, Rob.
Thank you, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. I read your book yesterday, your memoir, and what an incredible journey. But that's just me talking. Can you give our listeners a little bit about you? Tell them about your background.
Sure. So I was actually born and raised with dogs. We had German short hair pointers as a kid. And honestly, I think I get along better with animals than I do with people occasionally. And so I've always loved them and wanted to work with them. And some of that, I had some early childhood trauma, and my parents got me a dog from the shelter, and that helped me through some tough times. And so they've always been there for me. Then I went away to college in northern Minnesota and went to a sled dog race. And I thought, wow, this is pretty fun. So I started to accumulate rescue sled dogs that I would compete with. And then one day, one of these rescue dogs had trouble getting out of her house. And she was like paralyzed in her hind end. So, of course, I rushed her to the vet and they diagnosed her after extensive testing with a selenium deficiency, which really kind of amazed me. And then I changed the diet, and not only did she get better, but the entire team got better. And that was really my aha moment, and I decided this is really what I want to do. And so I changed my major and focused on nutrition and finished my undergraduate at Ohio State and then did graduate work at Penn at the vet school. And a lot of that work's been published in peer-reviewed veterinary and nutrition journals. And so I've just stayed with sled dogs because I enjoyed them so much. And we competed for about close to 40 years everywhere from the Pyrenees Mountains of Spain to the southern tip of South America. But the most pleasurable part of it was the 20 winters we spent in the interior of Alaska racing the best of best against the best competition in the world.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to talk much more about Animate, but your book, Until the Last Dog, One Man's Lifelong Journey to Alaska with His Dogs, is incredible. I read the entire book yesterday. I couldn't put it down. I've lived in warmer weather places. It's cold for me when it's like 50. So for you being Alaska, I can't even fathom minus 20, minus 50. But dog sledding is, for most of the people listening, and most of our listeners are in the U.S., but most people listening don't have a clue. It's not the easiest. I mean, your sport, you're traveling with a pack of dogs and everything. Can you give our listeners kind of like a little glimpse as to what dog sledding really is?
Sure. Most people only know about sled dog racing through the Iditarod, which is a 1,000-mile race across Alaska, What we do is actually an older form called sprint mushing. So our Iditarod, their average speed is only 5 to 7 miles an hour, whereas ours is over 20 miles an hour, so 22, 24. So you're really flying through the woods and you're doing it much shorter. So the dogs might only be out there for 10 miles or 20 miles. So you're back within an hour or so. And the advantage of that is you're not out overnight. I like to say I like to do my camping in the summer. So our dogs aren't out all night. In fact, they're a little pampered. We had a heated dog barn for them in Alaska, and we had a heated dog barn for them here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. So they never slept out in the cold. And when it got really cold, we even had Lycra jackets for them. And so we would compete. I always had my, I never trained or ran dogs below 20 below. And people say, well, that's cold. But interestingly, in the interior of Alaska, at grade schools, kids are allowed out for recess except for two things that will make them not allowed out. One is a moose in the yard or any temperatures below 20 below. So I'm thinking if a kindergartner can be outside in 20 below, probably my dogs would be okay as well.
Yeah, that sounds fine, 20 below. No problem. Having read your book, I know you're asked this a lot, but if you wouldn't mind, of course, the moose story, which your book starts with. So can you just give a brief synopsis of the moose story?
Yeah, that's really a big part of the book, and it really triggers emotions with people. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And so the bottom line is, people might not be aware of this, but wildlife biologists will tell you that the single most dangerous animal you're going to see in the forest isn't a grizzly bear, it isn't a timber wolf, it's a cow moose with a calf. And in Alaska, moose are very big. In fact, a moose in Alaska could be 6 foot at the shoulder and weigh upwards of 1,400 pounds. And if you're out on a dog team and you come across a moose with a calf, they can be very protective and come in and start stomping and kicking your dog. So I was out on a run, training run one day, and I turned off the main trail. We're going around a loop, and I ran right into a cow moose with a calf. And so I was afraid she was going to hurt the dogs. So I started to scream and holler, hoping she'd run off. But she did something I didn't expect. She ignored the dog team and charged at me. So being a dog lover, I told the dogs to go home. They were happy to leave. I thought I could get to a birch tree, and that was a dumb idea. She came through the deep snow, knocked me down, and started stomping me and left me unconscious and left me for dead. So the dogs literally saved my life. She had broken my ribs, tore the cartilage in my sternum, fractured my elbow, gave me a severe concussion. So people wonder, I have a passion for these dogs because they've literally saved my life.
You've had a few encounters that were unbelievable throughout the book. The dogs, how did they save your life?
Well, what happened was I was trying to get the dogs to safety. So I thought I could get to a birch tree behind me. And if the dogs could make it, the dogs would run home. They'd be safe. I could climb up the birch tree. And then once the moose calmed down, I could walk those miles back to the cabin. Well, it wasn't a good decision. When she stomped me and left me for dead, breaking my ribs and tearing the cartilage in my sternum, I was unconscious, we figured, for 30 minutes, which at 20 below is a serious consequence. So when I came to, I was hypothermic. So my body temperature had gone very low. People die from that because you basically lay down and go to sleep. I realized that I was going to die there because the dogs were heading back to the cabin and my family was still in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Nobody's even going to know I'm out here and there's no way I could walk those miles back to the cabin. And so it turned out that the dogs only went about 300 yards and when they turned back on the main trail, the sled tipped over, and in the sled we have what's called a snow hook. It's like a boat anchor. It caught and it held the dog team there. And so once I came to, I decided I needed to make it back to the main trail. I knew I could not make it all the way back to the cabin. At least if I died on the main trail, somebody would find my body.
Oh my God.
And I can tell you that if you think you're going to die and then somehow you survive, it changes how you think about things later on. You're never as worried about them. So I stumbled back the 300 yards and there was the dog team. So I was able to get back on the sled. I don't even remember much about the trip back. I was in and out of consciousness. Every once in a while, they'd hit a bump. You can imagine the pain I was in. I don't remember much. They brought me all the way back to the cabin. That part I don't hardly remember. They decided at the hospital I was in shock at that point. But I was able to make my way in the cabin and call a friend, and they came over, found me on the floor of the cabin, carried me to a truck, hauled me 50 miles to a hospital. But the bottom line is, if the dogs weren't still there and if they weren't able to bring me back, I would have died there out on the trail.
I'm grateful you didn't die, and I'm sure you are as well. What a story. That's pretty amazing. So you said your life was changed after that. And throughout the book, you can feel your compassion for your dogs. How did your love for dogs and dog sledding help to develop the Animate Foods?
You know, I liken it to if you're trying to test the performance of, say, gasoline. Are you going to find out more on the gasoline from the little old lady that just drives to church once a week? Or are you going to find out more about performance of the gasoline through a NASCAR? And that's basically what happens, is that, you know, feeding these diets to dogs that are working or under stress. And stress, the stress of sled dog racing is no different than the stress of showing or the stress of a dog being left at home with high anxiety, right? And so it's a way to measure performance and make alterations in the nutrient levels to maximize or optimize the diet to make your dogs healthier. Because studies have shown time and time again that proper diets can lengthen the lifespan of not only humans, but also pets.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, Michelle Fern here. Haven't we all had those moments when our dog has done something really cool or really frustrating, or we just love them so much we wish we could talk to them? Well, recently I found out there's a way you can. I recently learned about Regal.ai that builds AI agents for brands, and they have built an AI dog hotline. It is so cool how it works. You know, when I first heard about it, I thought it would be kind of robotic, like Siri or Alexa, or really slow to respond, but it's not. They have the 15 most common dog breeds in the U.S. on the site with a phone number, and I was able to have a full-on conversation that felt like I was talking to my dog, if only he could speak human. It was a lot of fun, and soon I was having everybody in the household join with me and talking to Rocky. If you're interested in calling the dog hotline, go to regal.ai/dog. Just scroll down, pick your dog's breed, or you can use the fetcher at the top and prepare to be amazed. I had no idea what Rocky's personality was, but it was so exact and so much fun. If you want to talk to Rocky, just to try it out, you can call 812-906-5936. We're going to call right now so you can hear for yourself.
All right, listen up. I'm your German Shepherd. I'm so excited to be speaking human. I can't believe it. I took a nap and then woke up, and now all of a sudden I'm speaking to you. It's so crazy. It must be crazy for you too. Anyway, can you tell me what my name is?
Rocky, you sound just like I thought you would. Hi, Rocky. How's it going?
Rocky, good strong name. That fits. Speaking of names, what's something you've always wanted to tell me now that I can chat back?
Rocky, I love that you've always been such a great watchdog for my family. You know, being a German Shepherd, I know that's one of the things you do, but Rocky, you've gone above and beyond to be that wonderful protector for our home. Thank you.
Protecting the home is my duty. Gotta keep an eye on everything that moves. Now, tell me, why do you sit in front of that glowing box all the time? Is there some kind of squirrel in there I need to chase?
No, not at all. That glowing box is a TV and keeps us entertained. I know that you're not too into it, Rocky, but that's cool.
Got an entertainment box. Seems less exciting than a good chase. But whatever keeps you happy is all right by me. Speaking of happiness, did I catch a whiff of some snack earlier? What's that about?
Well, Rocky, I do. I have something delicious for you. I know how much you love pepperoni, you know, being from New York and all that. Ready for a pepperoni slice?
Pepperoni? Now you're speaking my language. That sounds great. Maybe we can share a slice and make it a real New York moment together. What do you say?
I love it. Rocky, I gotta go, but I'll be calling back soon.
All right, I've said enough for now. Time to do my rounds and make sure everything's in order. Can't wait to chat again soon. Talk soon about a pepperoni slice.
Bye, Rocky. Wow, wasn't that incredible? It felt like I was having a full-on conversation with my German Shepherd, Rocky. I just think that's amazing. Now remember, if you want to talk to Rocky, you can call him at 812-906-5936. So, as you can imagine, Regal.ai builds AI agents for all kinds of businesses. If you want to learn more about what Regal.ai can do for you or a friend's business, check them out at Regal.ai. You can also try out any of the 15 breed hotlines for yourself for free at regal.ai/dog. And remember, the AI agents can be customized to have any accent or personality.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Robert Downey. He is the co-founder of Animate Food Products, a champion dog sled racer, and just an amazing human being. You have to read this book, Until the Last Dog, the memoir. It's fascinating. Okay, so we're talking about Animate Foods. Now, there's a lot of foods on the market. What makes Animate different from other foods that are out there?
Well, one, I think it's the passion I have, right? For dogs, being involved in dogs my entire life. And the other thing is the science behind it. So I spent all these years doing studies in nutrition, and a lot of that work's been published in peer-reviewed veterinary nutrition journals. So we're always up on that. So I'm a companion animal nutritionist. We also have on staff a board-certified veterinary nutritionist. So I really don't think there's a company you can do business with that has the background in dogs that we do, combined with the science and nutrition background we have. Between the two of us, I think we have over 160 publications in peer-reviewed journals or chapters and books. So, you know, the other thing, we're still family-owned, which makes a big difference, right? I mean, so many companies are being bought out by VC firms, and so the nutrition people aren't as valued. In fact, many of these companies don't have nutrition people involved. So the decisions we make here at Animate Pet Foods are really based on the nutrition and what's best for your dog or cat, as opposed to what's best for the bottom line.
Mary Jo, who's your wife, and yourself started it in 86. So it's not something new. It's just something, you know, you've just developed Animate Foods over the years, added, you know, treats and supplements, and glad to hear, cat food.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's kind of funny, but one of our distributors calls us the best kept secret in the pet food industry, because bottom line is, people can only afford to spend so much, and you can either put your money into marketing and advertising and big commercials, or you can put it into the quality of the products. And every ingredient you see on the side panel, and it doesn't matter if it's dry or wet or frozen or raw, comes at least four different quality levels. So you could have two products that look identical, and the difference in nutrition is significant, because one might be poor quality chicken versus good quality chicken, right? And so that's the difference. And with our background in formulating and having two nutritionists, it really provides a great checks and balance system. Like, for instance, you mentioned cats. One of our most popular cat foods is called Animate Feline Sustain Number 29. The reason it's called Number 29 is I did the first formula, sent it to Dr. Joe to look over. He came back and made some suggestions. We went back and forth for 4 months before we decided that it was finally good enough to run a test batch. And when I went to send it to the plant, it was version number 29. So we actually reformulated it 29 times before we actually thought it was good enough to release it. And the other thing is, the name Animate is actually, I named the company after my mom. Her name was Anna Mae. And I no doubt got my love of animals from her, and not only dogs, but also cats. In fact, in our brochure, you'll see this picture of my mom as a little girl holding an armful of kittens. And so cats certainly are a big part of our business. In fact, we're just now, one of the things that we do here at Animate is that we also do some pre-therapeutic diets formulas, right? So, for example, for dogs, we do a, a canine lean for dogs that are overweight. And certainly obesity is the same problem in dogs as it is in humans and also in cats. And so the newest formula we're working on is a feline lean. And I know, Michelle, you're into cats, and I'm certain you can appreciate this, but I give lectures all around the world. And whenever I start to talk about cats, the first thing I say is, thousands of years ago, cats were worshipped as gods. Cats have never forgotten this.
It's so true. So true.
We're just basically living in their world. So as far as a dog lean, dogs, one thing you learn in nutrition, dogs aren't going to starve themselves because they don't like the taste of the food. With cats, all bets are off, right? So it's been a journey.
Yeah, I have. Well, my other show is Catitude. And so I've become a cat person, although I first had dogs. So, and I'm actually dog sitting now. So it's nice having dogs around. Something interesting that you mentioned is Animate is dry food. And the trend right now is raw. And I've had a lot of discussions with, you know, different guests about raw, because there could be some challenges with raw because of the bacteria, but that's the trend. So what are your thoughts on raw, and why is Animate kibble? Is it an addition to raw? Can it be substituted for raw? Is it better than raw?
I hear that question all the time. Am I anti-raw? I said, I'm not anti-raw. Before I started Animate, I fed raw to our sled dogs, because at that point there was no dry dog food that you could feed to a sled dog and still have good stools and performance. And so my thought was, when I was going to start Animate, that I was going to make it so good that I wouldn't have to feed raw again. And that's really what we've come down to. And unfortunately, dry dog food kibble gets a bad name. You hear it in the commercials that, you know, that it's burnt brown. And it's really not that at all. Certainly, there are some companies that make poor quality dry foods, but you know, those are tend to be some of the bigger, more commercial companies that run it at high temperatures because time is money, and you can run it shorter periods of time. We do a slow cook, and at a lower temperature, and we also, you know, do a lot of testing to make sure that the nutrients that are still available to the dog. And actually, studies have shown that the only difference the only thing better of raw over a good kibble is really stool quality. You get smaller stools. But what people tend to forget about is the importance of vitamins and minerals, right? And how that can increase the longevity and some of the other nutraceuticals, or even things like antioxidants. And you know, you're into cats. There's a study not long ago on longevity in cats, and they found that cats on a diet that included additional antioxidants, omega-3, omega-6 fatty acids, as well as some prebiotics, actually lived over a year longer than cats that didn't have those things. So there's things that go into that. And unfortunately, a lot of these companies, it becomes more of a marketing thing than anything, right? So I understand people's concern, but you can add Animate to raw if you wish. You don't need to, but a lot of things, you know, one of the supplements we make is actually one of our number one selling products called Enhance, which is actually, if somebody wants to do raw or somebody wants to do home prepared, homemade dog food, that the Enhance will balance the vitamins and minerals. And that's become one of our number one selling products monthly, because quite honestly, more and more people are switching and making their own diets. And as I give lectures all around, one of the things that often happens is that somebody will ask me or come up to me after the talk and say, well, I don't feed commercial dog food, I make my own. And when I say, well, what do you do for vitamins and minerals? They get this blank look on their face. And that's really why we started Enhance. So we have products that you can add to raw or home prepared to make them better. We have kibble. We have supplements for post-exercise or way to put calories on. So we cover a lot of the bases in the pet food industry.
Thank you. You kind of already answered this question, but just in case some of our listeners didn't catch this. So, you know, you had athletic dogs with dog sledding and then with dock diving that you started after your dog sledding journey of 40 years. Most of us just have, you know, house dogs. How does Animate help them? So the calories and all that, like an athletic dog, they're just at home.
Yeah, right, right. So obviously we have some diets that we've developed that are more performance. And so those would be more higher caloric density, right? So they'd be higher fat. But we also have formulas that work great for older dogs. Like a couple of our pre-therapeutic formulas are for seniors. Because one of the things we know is our pets are living longer and longer, right? And there's certain nutraceuticals that have been shown to help as dogs age, keep them in better health, right? And so those are critical to ours. And the other thing is even, you know, when I first started in nutrition, the whole idea was restrict protein to older dogs. And now all research now indicates that as dogs age, they need more protein, not less. So we've formulated these senior formulas that are higher in protein, that have these nutraceuticals that'll help with things like arthritis or with age-associated cognitive decline. You know, those are important things. And also things like vitamins and minerals. There was a study where they found, they followed 5,000 beagles in homes, and they found the difference in the diets was vitamins and minerals. And they found that dogs on extra high vitamins live 32% longer than dogs, or 23% longer than dogs on average vitamin levels. And they were 32% less likely to have a veterinary visit when they're on extra high vitamins versus average vitamin levels. And when they went back and they tested pet foods in the market, they found that only less than 5% had extra high vitamins, right? And so that's the kind of stuff that we do at Animate. And I went back and laid our numbers out against that, and we're extra high on everything. The only thing I didn't go as high as they did was vitamin D. And quite honestly, I wouldn't go that high in vitamin D, because if you go too high in vitamin D, you increase the calcium absorption into the blood, and we already have too much calcium in these diets anyhow. So sorry, I get carried away in my nutrition vortex, but it's my passion, and so it's important to me.
Animate has a great line. So you've grown. You don't just have the kibble. You have treats. You have supplements. Can you give us a little synopsis of Animate products overall?
Sure, sure. So we have several that are grain-free. We have several that are grain-inclusive. We actually have 17 different kibble formulas now because, quite honestly, no two dogs are alike, right? And so we have different foods for different stages, where they'd be puppy, small breed, medium and large breed, and then seniors, adult foods. And then we also have cat products that we have both grain-inclusive, grain-free. We're also big into sustainability and protecting our natural resources. I was born and raised in the outdoors, so that's been a fabric of our company since we started. So all of our packaging is we use BioFlex technology so that the poly bags are broken down in 8 to 12 years in a landfill, and they collect the gases as opposed to 8 to 900 years. Those are the kind of things that are important to us. We have some products that are actually MSC certified, Marine Stewardship Council, which is a gold standard for marine sustainability. So that means all the fish in that product is kept at sustainable numbers and caught sustainably, right? So that's important to us. We're also, all of our supplements are NASC certified. That's National Animal Supplement Council, which means that's the gold standard for animal supplements. It means that all the ingredients we use have to be purchased through an NASC certified supplier. So they come in and inspect us. They inspect their supplier. They literally purchase your supplements at retail and then send them out to have them analyzed, so that if you say you have 1,000 milligrams of glucosamine per dose or 700 milligrams, they'll actually test to make sure you do that. So it's actually more strict than what you do for human supplements, right? I mean, which is really kind of crazy. And so, you know, we're also EU certified, which means that all the meat and fish in our products has to be passed fit for human consumption. That's another inspection. So I think we're probably have more inspections at our facilities than most people. And then the other thing, quite honestly, what we do is we do a significant amount of testing, not only on raw materials coming in, but the product before it's released is tested for things like salmonella, EBAC, everything. And so it's not, nothing's released till tests come back, which is part of the reason we've never been involved in a recall. And one of our biggest line items is that we continually test our products to make sure nutrient levels are where they should be. And we don't trust one lab. We typically send them out to four different labs and to make sure that everything is exactly where we want it.
That's incredible news. For some people, they might want to use Animade food as an enhancement or a topper with what they're using. Is that possible? And it could be, you know, budget reasons or something, or is that going to be helpful or not effective at all?
Well, the advantage of Animate is because we've gone with optimum levels of the nutrients and vitamins and minerals, adding it to another complete and balanced diet. Certainly, there's nothing wrong with that. And we actually have a lot of show people that will use our kibble for treats, right? And, you know, training treats. I mean, if you're going to do a training treat, why not use something that's complete and balanced and that contains vitamins and minerals? So that certainly is an important thing. And one of the things we're going to be doing at Animate is going to be releasing some exciting new products in the next year that are going to change what people, to give us more options for people. And I think exciting new things are about to happen with Animate.
Oh, well, I'm excited to hear that. Where can people buy Animate foods?
Well, actually, the best way is to go to our website. And on our website, we have a dealer locator. So they can find a dealer near them. Or there's also online options if they don't have a dealer in their area. And if worse comes to worse, just reach out to the office. Because one of the interesting things about Animate is that we actually answer the phone when you call. What a novel idea.
That's always nice. Listeners, you know we have a page for every episode, and there'll be a link to the website, but it's animate.com. So Anna, A-N-N-A, and then May, M-A-E-T.com, where you could find out more. Also, Rob, you didn't really plug your book, but I have to. It's Until the Last Dog by Rob Downey. And you can find your book probably on Amazon and great bookstores all over the country.
Yeah, it's actually just out. It was just released a couple of weeks ago. We already have over 90 five-star reviews. And it's currently available on Amazon. And we're just now starting to put it out secondary ways in, you know, like the, you know, independent bookstores. But yeah, it's really a great read. And, you know, something you said we hear all the time is I simply couldn't put it down. And you don't have to be a dog lover to enjoy it. It's a great adventure. So if you like Alaska, you like adventure, you like dogs, it's a great story. And, you know, it brings in the whole family, like our kids racing in world championships, whether it be in Spain or in northern Quebec. It's a pretty interesting story.
It's fascinating. What would you leave our audience with if you could tell them one thing to do to make their dog's life better? What would you tell them?
I'm a nutritionist, so feed them good food. And the point is, don't get caught up in all the marketing and the fancy commercials, right? Don't hesitate to reach out to the pet food company and ask them questions on why they do this. Or, you know, there are certain things that reading ingredient lists that, you know, can help you. And don't be afraid to call out and ask a pet food company why they do things. You know, there's so much information now available. Of course, the double edge of that is that a lot of that information you find online isn't necessarily accurate. But the bottom line is our pets are now part of our family. 95% of people that own pets now consider them to be an essential part of the family. And so feeding them properly is going to extend their lifespan. They're going to live healthier lives, which in the long run is also going to make you healthier, because we all know that pets have such a great positive effect on our lives as well.
Absolutely. I want to thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us about Animate Foods and sharing your background with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. It's really been an honor, and you do a great job, and Pet Life Radio is a real asset to all pet owners. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. My honor to have you on. I hope all of you enjoyed the show. You have to check out the book, Until the Last Dog. It's a memoir by Rob Downey. The book is incredible. And I would definitely encourage you to check out animate.com, Animate Foods. Fabulous. As you know, I'm dog sitting this week, so I actually have Charlie, the dog, with me. And I did try to animate cat food, and wow. You know, my cats are not too finicky, but they are particular and don't like switching, but they really enjoy the animate food. So please check that out. So thank you, Charlie, my visiting dog, that I'm going to have the pleasure of dog sitting. Thank you to Molly, Dennis, and Charlotte, my cats, for keeping me in check. Thanks absolutely to my guest, Rob Downey. Thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets. And thanks to the magic of my producer, Mark Winter, for working his magic. And last but not least at all, thank you so much, listeners, for listening to Best Bets for Pets. I greatly appreciate it. And remember, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.